Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except ye be born again, ye cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. The Lord Jesus began with a double oath as he spoke to Nicodemus in the night. He had come, Master, we know. And the Lord speaks about that new birth that could not be missed. And then Nicodemus did not know anything anymore. And that double oath testifies also unto us. We cannot miss it, congregation. We must receive it between the cradle and the grave. Then we should not labor in the first place for the things which perish. We need it for food and drink. But there is one thing to enter into that kingdom of heaven. And why is that now so necessary? Because we were created in paradise. And we entered into a covenant of works with the Lord willingly. With delight and desire we sought the Lord's glory. We loved him, we obeyed him, and we followed him. And that entering into that covenant, that was an oath as well. But oh, what happened then? When we fell, then we broke that oath. We broke that covenant of works. We said farewell unto God. And it was one of our sins that we broken oath that we had sworn unto the Lord, and instead we entered a covenant with the devil. Instead we served him, we pledged him our allegiance, and all that that covenant with the devil will yield is woe, destruction, and death. And congregation, now that covenant, that oath with Satan, that has to be broken. That must be broken if we are to be saved. And the Lord himself testifies that so earnestly. And again you hear it, as I live. You read it in Ezekiel 33, as I live. That is an oath. As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked should turn from his evil ways and live. Turn ye, turn ye. Why should ye die, O house of Israel? There the Lord shows how sincere he is in proclaiming that word unto us. He says an oath, as I live, congregation. What happens now? If the Lord grants that grace, if he comes in our heart, oh, then we say farewell to the idols. Then we say farewell to Moab. And you see Ruth standing there on the border between Moab and Israel. And what does she say? Thy people be my people, and thy God my God. When thou diest, I will die with thee, and there will I be buried. And then it comes. And then she speaks an oath, the Lord do so to me and more also, if aught but death part between me and thee. You see, then that choice is made, and that is confirmed by an oath. The Lord do so to me and more also. Oh, can we now keep it? Is there a people that knows of that choice? Have you now been able to keep it for 1 week? Have you able been keep it for a day? Oh, in ourselves that is impossible, congregation. Not at all. But then the Lord will work that in the heart. And the Lord will teach them day by day. And there comes a desire that you will do it not only yourself, but that you may bring your children along. And then you hear Joshua at the end of his life, as for me and my seed, we will serve the Lord. That was a vow. That was a holy pledge unto the Lord. And again, in our own strength, no, but the love in the heart. And that grace that is bound to the Lord, then there is a desire to serve Him, to follow Him, and to walk in His ways all the days of our life. In congregation, there are many who are old. And one of us is closest to death. And it could be you and it could be me, congregation. But even then, it is possible to be saved. Oh, then I do not say go into despair, but rather do as that thief upon the cross. Oh, both of them were blaspheming and swearing and deriding the Christ. But the Lord entered into the heart of the one. And he begins to make that confession. Oh, he reproves his fellow servant, we indeed justly. And then he asks, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And then comes the oath. Oh, that oath was so necessary in the life of that thief. Verily I say unto you, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. And you know why that oath was now given unto the Lord? Not as if it was in doubt, no. But that man would come into such strife. Because what happened during those 3 hours of darkness? When he heard his king that he believed in crying out, why hast thou forsaken me? And when he heard him crying, it is finished, and he gave up the ghost. And now what? Oh, then the devil attacked. And the devil attacked. And then the soldiers came with those heavy hammers and they broke their bones that they died. Now, in those hours, he heard it again. Verily, verily, oh, that oath that is ever unbroken for God's people. Today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Oh, congregation. What is now the oath for God's children? You can hear it in Job's book. Because he is sitting on the ruins, on the ashes, in the strife and in the difficulties. He says, God is my witness. And then he goes back to the Lord. God is my witness. That is appealing, calling upon the Lord alone, congregation. Oh, then it is such a wonder that the Lord has yet grace for those who have broken the oath 100 and 1,000 times. Simon Peter, yes, that was one. And when God's children come in also, oh, they cannot stand above Simon Peter. But they must stand below him still. Because here below, we ruin it time and again. But when the Lord shows that he is not a man that he can lie, nor the Son of Man that he shall ever come back upon his word. Oh, then he shows he is the God of the oath and of the covenant. And then he will bring his people home and give them comfort from that oath, yes. But also at last bring them insight. And you know what it shall be then for that people evermore. The Lord is changeless. And it is still shown to those who fear his name, who seek his fear. Oh, that wonder that the Lord is now unchangeable and that he keeps covenant even to covenant breaker. And you know what we shall sing here in the beginning? You know what we shall sing forevermore in heaven? Bless the Lord, O my soul. And bless his name, the Maker. Oh, forget not all his mercies. And then his pardoning grace and loving and saving love proclaim. Amen.